Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, August 26th, One Take Wednesday, Happy Hump Day. We are in John's Gospel, Chapter 3. Today we're in verses 1 through 8. We'll kind of get through half of the story of Jesus and Nicodemus today. Then we'll turn over to the Psalms, and we'll be reading Psalm 46, which includes that beautiful passage, "Be still and know that I am God." What a good reminder for us as we enter into this time where we read God's Word. Lord, would you calm our hearts? Would you remind us of your presence and your power? And would you give us just a sense of who you are as we reflect upon the beauty and the majesty of your name? John chapter 3, verses 1 through 8 are a little bit confusing, especially for the first read. What does it mean exactly to be born again? Now, many of us grew up with that kind of language, being born again. But if you really think about it, it's kind of confusing. Yesterday, there was some veiled language in the passage as well, when Jesus was talking about the temple and destroying the temple, and it would be raised in 3 days. And today, it's confusing because he says to Nicodemus, you have to be born again. You have to be born of the Spirit. What do you think it means to be born again? Well, we know it means you're saved, you have faith in Jesus, and you see the kingdom of God coming through that faith. But I want you to take just a moment to meditate on your spiritual birth, and not necessarily have all the answers about what it means to be saved, but to just thank the Lord for his saving grace. John chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with him." In reply, Jesus declared, "I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again." "How can a man be born when he is old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born." Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, 'You must be born again.' The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit." Let's move on over to the Psalms. Psalm 46 begins with, "God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble." In this psalm, we have the chaos contrasted with the tranquility. The chaos outside of God's city and the tranquility and confidence associated with being inside the refuge and the strength of God. God's presence with us is life-giving, calming, and when everything around us is overwhelming, we can find our refuge in Him. Starting in verse 1. "God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though the waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice, the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes war cease and the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. An illustration for this psalm where there's much chaos going on, but in the refuge of the Lord, we can have peace and we can know that God is our fortress. A couple of Sundays ago, Wayne and I got stuck on the road in a storm. It was maybe the worst or second to worst storm I've ever been in when I was in the car. There was hail coming, there were tree limbs falling all around us, and I was so afraid that a wind gust was going to make a tree fall on our car, and I just began to pray, Lord, please protect us, please protect us. And as we normally do, you and I, if we're in a storm, we think, okay, I got to pull over. But there really wasn't a good place outside of trees where we could pull over. And Wayne kept saying we were near the Montevallo Road near Hope Community Church, which used to be McElwain. He kept saying, I just want to make it to the church and get under that porte-cochere, get under that awning so that we can rest. And so I just prayed the whole way there, Lord, please protect us. And he was so faithful to do that. But when we pulled up under the porte-cochere, it was like we could see the storm around us and it was still raging. But it wasn't coming down on our car. That safe place, that awning, was a protection and security, a fortress around us. And that is a picture of our God. This psalm reminds us he is our refuge, he is our strength, he is our ever-present help, our stability, our all-powerful fortress. And when all around us seems to be just swirling with chaos, we can remember that our God is almighty. We may have to fight for those feelings. We may have to preach to ourselves again and again. But as the song reminds us, when all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. Do you remember that song, that hymn? He is our solid rock. My encouragement to you today is that we should cease from striving and we should place our faith in the Lord. Will you pray with me? Lord, your word reminds us to be still and to know that you are God. When the seas are roaring and the waves are foaming, may we find refuge in your city where the peaceful river flows. Would you be our help and our stay today, whatever we face? Would you be with my brothers and sisters? Would you bless their families? Would you help them as they seek to grow in sanctification? Would you teach them to love your word? And would you help all of us as believers to contemplate what it is, Lord, to be born of the Spirit and how wonderful it is that you have placed your Holy Spirit within us. And now I just want to send you out with Dr. Hull's blessing. Christ go before you to prepare a way of service. Christ go behind you to gather up your efforts for his glory. Christ go beside you as leader and guide. Christ go within you as comfort and stay. Christ go beneath you to uphold with everlasting arms. and Christ go above you to reign as Lord Supreme. Through Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.